individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Prues. Our number, if you want to call in, is 907-458-8255 or 907-458-TALK. Today's a Tuesday. It is supposed to be a political day, but I'm exchanging my Tuesday and my Wednesday around. No, I do not have a guest today. But tomorrow, I have available with me who's going to call in Art Mathias. He is the person, the sponsor, for putting the ranked choice voting removal on the ballot, going back to a more standard style of voting. How his initiative reads, we'll find out tomorrow what it entails. He was not available today. But I just thought, you know, when I read in the paper about him and the group and the initiative, I went into overdrive for you to get him on the show. And so he will be on here tomorrow calling in, and it should be a good show. But today's not a political day, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you a little bit about food, Thanksgiving, the menus. How to cook, how to smoke a good turkey. I will not be on Friday. I'll be cooking more turkeys on Friday, but that's okay. But you'll be hearing on Saturday, 5:30 to 6, my Fairbanks Foodie Show. Gonna have that, gonna record that. And what that show is gonna be about is how to make a French egg omelet versus the American omelet. Big differences, big subtleties. The French omelet is quite petite. The American omelet, it's an anything goes. And they're both good. They're both wonderful. And I will give you very good cooking techniques on how to do it. Most people have never tried the French omelet. And the month of November was, I always put something in the French cooking style. And on Saturday, if you listen, KFAR Radio from 5:30 to 6, you're going to listen on how to make a French-style omelet, very easy, but specific, style-specific. And then the American omelet, not specific at all because we're Americans. We do it the way we want to do it. Also, I'll bring you how to make a good stock, you know, a stock you can use in risotto, soups, additives of all type. So that will be on Saturday. Everyone has to know how to make a good stock to add to their ingredients for delicious food. Today, it's about Thanksgiving, and a big shout-out to some friends of mine, Big Daddies, Jen and Jeff Oden down there. I was tasked with cooking or getting cooked 15 turkeys for the Fairbanks Rescue Mission. Perry Kelly, she gave me a call. We used to do it before COVID and the Alaska Barbecue Association. Well, that's based out of Palmer now. And there's still some of us remnants left. So she gave me a call. And they're going to cook more than 15, but she gave me 15 to cook. And I thought, oh, my goodness. So Doug Smith, hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Rob Hicks, you're the man. Jim and Jeff Oden, hey, boy, you're doing the heavy load. And this way, the Fairbanks Rescue Mission, they're going to have a very good Thanksgiving and how they do it and what they do. So, I'm going to bring you through smoking a turkey. How do you do it? What do you do? Why do you do it? Well, first of all, when you smoke a turkey, there's a lot more layers of taste that's available to you. And if you do it correctly, there's no going back. Once you do it, you're ruined for life. And I have so many people, I've smoked so many turkeys for people, if you do it right. And I get the request every year for a few. And so this year, it's a Fairbanks rescue mission. And then also one down at the city of Fairbanks, but I'll get into that in a bit. So the question is, to brine or not to brine? I like to brine. Some people like to inject their turkey, dip it in peanut oil, you know, boil it for 25, 30 minutes. That's too much danger for me, so to speak. I'd probably not. I've done that before. It's a lot of prep work. And when you're only cooking one turkey, that's a lot of peanut oil for it. And you got to be very careful, and you try and do it outside, and it's the winter. You don't do it in your garage. If you're going to be doing a deep-fried turkey, do not do it in your garage, because what happens is if you don't get all the moisture out of the turkey by tapping it, you know, the water content, both inside and out, that explodes during your boiling phase with the oil. So what you're doing is you're spraying hot oil all over the place. You're burning things down, and you're burning yourself. So be careful about that. So what I did is for the turkey I'm cooking for the Fairbanks Dispatch Center, I'm brining it, taking my time. I put it in water yesterday, big cauldron, and I put in pickling spices, cognac, and maple syrup. And a couple bay leaves. That was it. What that does is it gives a very good flavor profile when you pull it out. You're starting to put in a flavor profile. So I brine it for 2 to 3 days. That's how long a good turkey, you know, 14 to 15 pound butterball, whatever you want to call it. That's how long it takes to get a good brine softening and the extraction of the moisture at the same time you're giving moisture in. That's what this brine does. One moment. Excuse me, I had to get some water there. So I am using my Smoky Mountain Weber. My heat will be briquette, charcoal briquette versus the lump coal. Lump coal burns hotter faster, and since I'm going to be going 4 to 6 hours on this, I'm going to be doing 2 to 3 sets of charcoal plus wood. That way you have a nice calm temperature. I'm going to be cooking between 265 and 275. I have my water, so I'm going to be cooking with heat and moisture. I'm going to fill up my water spigot there with as hot as water as I can get. That's where you start out, because the quicker you can heat up your smoker, the faster you can put your turkey in, and the less charcoal you use. So what I do is I basically boil water, and then I transfer that to the water container in my smoker. And then it's cooked by steam and heat. Therefore, I have very moist. I'm not drying out the turkey. I'm doing moisture. And the wood I'm going to use, I do two types. I throw cherry and apple in there. It's the lighter fruits. The fruit woods are much lighter than your hardwoods, your harder woods, rather, such as mesquite, things like that. That's a very dominating wood. And another good wood to use is if you have any chokecherry trees. It's an invasive species, and you're doing your part to remove invasive species. It cuts up really well into a nice, light, soft smoke, and very good to use. So think about that. So then you're going to say to yourself, okay, this is what I like to do. I like to stuff the turkey, not with stuffing, but what I do is I half or quarter apples, oranges, and lemon, and stuff them in there, and also some garlic, and some, you know, just cram that thing. You know, you're treating the fowl foully. I know. I used to have a barbecue team that I called Foul Play, F-O-W-L Play. So what the heck? But Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. If you have a question or you want to say how you cook your turkey or your sides, or give a thankful comment, please call in. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Chance of snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 17. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight. Chance of snow, 1 above. High of 15 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Single digits above 0 Thursday. Near 0 Friday with a chance of snow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. It's just us today. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And we're talking Thanksgiving, and I'm giving you directions on how I smoke a turkey. So we just got done stuffing it with halved and quartered apples, oranges, lemon, some garlic, some onion. This, you're cramming it in there. You're treating this fowl foully. But then what we're going to do before we put it into the smoker, it's going to take you, I would say, give yourself, when you put your charcoal in the chimney flute to start it, But until you put the smoker, the bird in the smoker, it's about an hour. It's going to take, 20 to 30 minutes to get your briquettes going. Then it's going to take another 20 to 25 minutes to get your smoker to a good temperature where it's maintaining itself. You don't want to stick it in there just when it hits like 275 because you don't have control of it yet. So it takes a good 15 to 20 minutes to dial in your smoker using your vents, your intake and your exhaust vents. Bottom is your throttle, top is your choke. That's the way I was taught. But what we're going to do now is we're going to get butter. We're going to get out a cube of butter, the full thing, the full Monty. And we're going to let it thaw for about an hour or two. Then we're going to take tarragon. Not fresh, but the dried tarragon. And we're going to mix it into the butter. Just get a good spread. You're making a butter spread. Then what we're going to do is we're going to take the turkey where the turkey breast meats are, two halves of it, and we're going to gently take our hand, put a glove on, if you have, cooking gloves, the plastic ones, and you're going to separate the skin from the turkey breast. Lightly. You're not going to, you don't want to tear the skin, but you can do this. And then you're going to gently start putting your butter, your tarragon butter spread on the turkey breast between the turkey and the skin. Take your time. Don't get in a rush here. This is delicate because you don't want to tear the skin. Then, the spices that we're going to use on top of the turkey. I always, start out with my fresh cracked salt and pepper. Then I use, granulated garlic, onion powder, and some more tarragon, a nice amount. We're not going to try and dominate, but there you go. Now you're ready. Once your temperature in your smoker is up to standard, you put it in there. And your first round, your first 20 to 30 minutes, you've got your wood in there. And I don't use chunks, I use logs. you're using your charcoal as a base. And then after that, you're putting, you know, about every 45 minutes to an hour, you're putting in about another 6-7 briquettes and another log. So you're keeping your fire going. You're not ramping it up. You're not letting it go out. You're continually maintaining it. And it's going to take you about 4 hours at 275, maybe 4.5 to 5, depending on your outside temperature. It's not going to be that cold on Thursday. It's going to be, you know, 2 to 7 above. So it's great time to do this before it gets cold in December. And watch, you know, go watch some football. Every 15, 20 minutes, take a look and see what your temperature on your smoker is. It's going to tell you. Or have a temperature gauge in there. And, you know, for all you techno geeks that have 18 temperature things in there, you're going to do it. And also, as you go put in your smoker, get a thermometer gauge that you connect to an electronic device, whatever it is. But you want to put your temperature probe in your turkey breast. You're going to put it in there. You're going to go down, and you're going to hit bone. Then you're going to pull it up about a half an inch. And you're moving. You're going to be, your goal is to pull your turkey when it hits 160 degrees. So you're going to be watching it. You're going to have it disconnected from your temperature control board, your probe. And after about the second hour, you're going to start going out there about every 30 minutes and checking your temperature, seeing how it is, how fast it's rising. And again, you don't want to overcook. You don't want to undercook. And with a good temperature probe and attention to detail and checking the temperature, you can bring in a perfect, beautiful turkey. Now, when it's done, what you've done is that water vapor barrier area, that keeps the flame off of it. So it's not going to get burnt or crisped, per se. But when you're done, you're going to have this golden brown, Martha Stewart-looking turkey. Now, what most people don't realize is taste. Taste is 50% visual. If it looks good, it's going to taste good. Taste is 50% visual. And this turkey is going to look beautiful. The first time I ever smoked a turkey, I brought it to a fraternal organization. And there was 3 turkeys. 2 that were made in the traditional in the oven. They were great. And then mine, sitting next to them, that golden brown. And everyone attacked mine first. Mine probably wasn't the best one, but the visual of your food is 50% of your taste. So anyway, that's your process. That's your process for your turkey. Now, many different ways to do it, many different ways to cook a turkey. You know, put it in the oven, putting the stuffing in it. Sometimes, you know, people put it in a plastic bag. I've done that. But the key is getting your spices in, your stuffing in, however you're going to stuff that thing, and time and temperature, adding your flavors to it, whatever they are, if you're going to brine it, if you're going to inject it. You know, people get those big injectors and get their lubricants, their liquids, and hit the chicken breasts and hit the wings and hit the drumsticks. However you want to do it, there's a million ways to cook a turkey. But at the end of the day, it's the time that you have and the temperature you bring it out at. Time and temperature. That's what cooking is about when it all comes down to it. Your steaks, chicken, ribs, pasta, fish, vegetables, soups, time and temperature. Now, my sides are coming from the Breadline, Stone Soup Cafe. And I went over there last week on Friday, and I'll pick them up tomorrow on Wednesday. I ordered the pecan pie. You know, homemade, a little bit spicy, creamy pecan pie. Their wonderful stuffing and the gravy that goes with it. A sausage stuffing. I looked and I said, oh, I gotta get that. And you get the 8-inch pie, you get the 1 pound of stuffing. Then I'm also getting the 16 ounces of turkey gravy. They have some other things there. You can get the bean casserole. I said no to that. But I did get the salad that they have there. They have this really neat salad. And I'm going to get that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all this and I'm going to bring it over to the Dispatch over at City of Fairbanks. I was in a meeting this morning, and it's interesting how you're inspired and how you're humbled. And this morning was both of that for me. I was in this meeting with Christy. She runs Dispatch, and they're so understaffed. You know, I've called it crisis critical. And they've had scheduled terminations, people who were moving and everything. And this, they're making this one lady, everyone's working like 12, 16 days straight, 12-hour shifts, until this wave of trained call takers and dispatchers start coming online in December, mid to late December. And so I'm listening to the plan that they have with all these issues going. And it's an, oh, by the way, on Thanksgiving, you know, we got these two people that have been working 15 days straight. And we used to have this one pastor who would bring us in Thanksgiving meal. And that person's moved. So, you know, so much for that. And I listened to that. And I said, Christy, at 2 o'clock I'll be bringing in a turkey and all the fixings, you know, for you and anyone who's in the dispatch and the police officer in the police department building. And I said, now, if any of the police come up and want the food, it's served at your location here, they got to really suck up to you ladies here. They got to do that. They might not like it, but it's going to be the best turkey they've ever had. Pecan pie, stuffing, gravy, Brussels sprout salad with bacon in there and walnuts, a couple other things. And if they want to have the meal, they got to be thankful for you. They got to be thankful for you. Boy, talk about being humbled in a very good way. And so I had all these turkeys. Bought a couple myself, and I thought, I'm dedicating one on Thursday, my special one, to the people who work down at Dispatch. And that's how I'm going to do it. It's already in the brine. It's going. It's good to go. You know, I guess if I'm going to cook something, I don't cook for myself that often. So you look for things to do and things to cook for. And my Thanksgiving, you know, not really going to go anyplace. Me and the dog, I got him every dog treat in the world. So he's going to have a great day. Going to watch a little football, do that. You know, make sure that the Fairbanks Rescue Mission has their 15 turkeys at 2 o'clock. So 2 o'clock is my witching hour for delivery at the Fairbanks Rescue Mission. Then about 2:15, 2:30. At Dispatch, and that's how I'm doing it. Fairbanks, I'm going to leave you with some bumper music here. It's the Police. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
White House COVID Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says they're urging everyone to get their updated COVID shots by the end of the year.
We need to make protecting our loved ones an important part of the conversation we have around the Thanksgiving table, an important part of the conversation we have in the days and weeks ahead.
Health officials say COVID-19, the flu, and RSV could strain hospitals in the coming months, adding that the updated COVID booster protects against symptomatic infections. High demand is spiking some airline prices ahead of Thanksgiving.
$350 on average per ticket, according to Hopper, which is 43% higher than a year ago. Despite that, AAA predicts this Thanksgiving travel season will be the third busiest since they have started tracking these numbers going back to 2000.
Fox's Garrett Tenney at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A group has formed in Anchorage and Wasilla to work on overturning ranked choice voting and open primaries. According to a report in the Fairbanks Daily Newsminer, Alaskans for Honest Government has registered with the Federal Election Commission and the Alaska Public Offices Commission. They are raising money and gathering support to change elections to how they were conducted prior to voter-approved election reform in 2020, when political parties controlled the primaries and each race in the general election involved only one vote, according to Art Mathias, an Anchorage businessman leading the effort. "What we have now is basically a primary that never ends," Mathias said. "So we've got Republicans beating up on one another, Democrats beating up on one another. It's the worst campaign season I ever seen and the ugliest I have ever seen. I have never seen Alaska more divided or split." The Anchorage Daily News reported that Sarah Palin was the first person to sign the petition. On Wednesday, the results will be announced from Alaska's first general election using ranked choice voting, under which four candidates advanced from the primary election and were ranked 1 through 4.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Hey Fairbanks, North Pole. There are burn rules and alerts to keep you, your neighbors, and your buddies safe and healthy on bad air days. A stage 1 alert means no burning without a waiver. A stage 2 alert means no burning unless you have a no other source of heat waiver. Remember, no burning until the alert is over. There's more info at fnsbairalert.com. A message from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
Dr. Mark Wade and Dr. Neil Everson happily announce the arrival of Dr. Hiram Judd to Interior Alaska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Dr. Judd is committed to providing great individualized care. Dr. Judd treats a wide spectrum of orthopedic conditions, including trauma and fractures, shoulder, hip, and knee replacements with the latest techniques. He also treats pediatric orthopedic conditions such as spinal bifida and cerebral palsy. With a team consisting of Dr. Wade, Dr. Everson, and Dr. Judd, it means Interior Alaska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine will get you back to fulfilling your life's dreams.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here, and I have Glenn Anderson.
Yay!
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, David, Mr. Mayor, sir. I got to let that roll off the tongue. I got to get used to saying it. Why? Congratulations again. I don't know if we've actually been, I've actually told you that on air, that honored to have you with us. We're so glad you're still on the air. And being the second mayor to host this show, I mean, you know, Wee Willie, no big shoes to fill there.
No pressure. None whatsoever. But his son Perry looks at me very critically now.
Yeah, he does. Well, you know, he looks at all of us that way, and that's why he's the boss. But that's okay.
You've got tomorrow off and you're heading into Thanksgiving. Yeah. What are your Thanksgiving plans?
It's probably the weirdest one we've had because it's
Hold it. When you say, Glenner, when you say weird, the weirdest one,
well, I mean,
I can't wait to hear this.
I'm just saying it's because I've always had family and friends. My sister has a big family here. My wife always had a big family here. We had our kids. It's the first year where both of our kids are gone for Thanksgiving. We've never had that.
That's different, yeah.
And it's very strange. And then my sister and my whole side of the family, they're all out of town. And many of her family have moved away. They live in Georgia. They live off. So we found ourselves alone on Thanksgiving. We had no offers for dinners. We had no invites, no plans whatsoever. Now, every Thanksgiving, we usually start by going over. We'll watch a little football in the morning, have a nice breakfast. And then we go over and we help out Raina and Bobby over at Bobby's downtown. Yeah. They don't ever toot their own horn about it. I'll toot it for them. And they get in there, and their staff, along with a number of us volunteers, feed as many people as we can on Thanksgiving. And we've done it every year for years. But then we'd always run off while they'd have a little get-together afterwards. This year we get to hang out with them afterwards a little bit. So we're kind of thrilled about that. We don't have any cleanup. We don't have anything to do. We have no plans. So, I mean, there'll be no turkey soup, no turkey sandwiches. There'll be no leftovers, no cleanup. We don't have to go anywhere and dress up for anything. We're just going to be hanging with some friends after helping out and giving back a little bit.
You're in a place you've never been before.
No, it's very odd. It's very strange. And it's really that part of our lives now. Yeah. We got so many of our friends who are retiring and moving off and doing things. And we're like, wow, it's going to be very strange. But I'll be straight up, David. And I caught some flack on my show on X-Rock as well as on Facebook because I said, I'm just going to say it. I find the Thanksgiving meal to be highly overrated.
Hey, if that's what it is, that's what it is. Yeah,
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah,
turkey is okay as long as you got something to douse it in. It's tasteless, big piece of dried meat. I mean, it can be juicy nice. Don't get me wrong.
It's not the meal. It's the people you're with.
Exactly. I'm talking about the meal, not the gather. Everybody starts slamming on me. Oh, it's about family and friends. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yams,
Never go
green
there.
Green bean. Casserole, mashed potatoes, corn.
I don't go the cranberry
even
sauce.
Even stuffing is, it's okay. And then the fact that we basically have the same meal a month apart, it's just not right. So I usually do. I like a good pot roast, a good prime rib, a good ham. Or I love, what we did one Christmas was the surf and turf. I did steak and lobster, called it a day. And it was fantastic. When we were in Hawaii, we eat Chinese food out of boxes on the beach. And it was one of the best Christmas dinners I ever had. So I'm not a big fan of the meal to begin with. I don't eat a lot. I'm not that guy that has to unbuckle his pants afterwards. I'm not a big dessert guy. So I don't feel myself on Thanksgiving ever anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you're not going to have any turkey sandwiches left over.
I do like a good, I like turkey sandwiches
so do
or
I.
turkey soup better than the turkey it's served the night before.
You know, if I this for Thanksgiving, only Thanksgiving, the turkey breast, gravy, stuffing, and 30 black olives. That's all I need.
Wow. Okay.
That's it. I know.
Exactly. 30? 29 ain't going to do it? 30 is going to put you over the top in the olive count?
Well, maybe 31.
Okay. Well, live crazy. Live crazy.
But those are the four things that I really like on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Olives. Yeah. See, there's a new one.
Yeah. You know, I grew up as a kid and, you know, would get olives twice a year, you know, and it was only on Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Really? Why is that?
Because mom, you know, what the heck? You know,
so
mom.
Is that one of the things? Because, again, it is like tradition. Oh, it's all about tradition. Well, it's fine.
Those were the only days we had it. And, you know, I remember taking in my little fingers and putting 10 olives on my hands, you know.
One of the best things to do ever when you're a kid.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny. I talked about weird Thanksgivings. I did have one more that was rather odd. And that was when my daughter, of course, was, going to school and working at UAF. She was head of the working with the Japanese program. She's a Japanese. Yeah. She's living in Japan right now for the holidays. But she was head of the Japanese club, and we were like the Japanese Kool-Aid house at our house. Whenever they would have a little party or function, all the Japanese kids would come over to our house. So I'm going to Japan next year because all those little kids, they all owe me.
And your daughter's over there now teaching?
Teaching, yeah.
Oh,
and I got about 100 Japanese kids that owe me. So I'm going to go cash in on all of them next year. I'm going to go crash at all their places. But we had a group of them over for Thanksgiving. Now, I would like to ask if anyone listening, I'll bet nobody listening to this show right now has ever cooked Thanksgiving dinner for a group of people who have never once in their lives had a Thanksgiving dinner.
But you did it.
I did it.
How was that? What sort of experience was that? What did they think?
They were blown away. Now, here's the thing. My wife's going, oh, we'll get the turkey. And I go, honey, they don't know. Why don't we just sleep in and serve burgers? Come on. They don't know.
There's the glitter answer right there.
That's where I was going.
Or let's pull out a deer and carve it from them and say, this is our tradition. Yeah. You know, let's kill an endangered species in front of them. That would have been me.
Let's do crunch berries as a side. Yeah. You know, just, I mean, there's so many things we could have done. By the way, that all got vetoed.
Oh, so upper management. Yeah. Maria said no.
Crushed it. We had to go traditional. But they were so into it.
Yeah.
They were like enamored by the gravy boat.
Wow.
When I pulled out the gravy boat full of gravy, they were like, gravy boat. And the stuffing inside the bird, that blew them away. They went back for seconds and thirds and fourths. They cleaned us out. And they were so appreciative. And so, well, they're young Japanese kids.
First time they've ever
experienced it, yeah. And I did tell them, oh, one holiday tradition is the after-dinner duel. And I had Nerf guns. And I have this photo of these two beautiful young Japanese girls standing back-to-back, pacing off, about to shoot each other with Nerf guns. As I told them, that was an American tradition. You know how we are with guns, right? Well, we have a duel after dinner. And I marked that as part of our. So that was probably the weirdest.
That's one of the
dinner.
But one of the most thankful, you still remember it.
Oh, I'll never forget it. And they were thankful. And I told them about the history. And I didn't do the sugarcoated. I told them the truth. Oh, yeah, we gave a bunch of, Indians malaria and everything. Or not malaria, but what was it? Whatever, chicken pox, whatever it was we brought over. They killed off half of them. But we told them about how there was a time when they did get together and they did give thanks and they did have a meal. And the tradition is really all, it may not be about the past because so much of our past were done by horrible people doing horrible things. We can't cancel any of that. We have to remember it. We have to keep it so that, you know, otherwise history repeats itself. You can't just topple all the statues that hurts your feels.
No.
You got to leave them up as a reminder of what we did right and what we did wrong.
This is our progression.
It is. And what has happened with Thanksgiving is, you know, some people go, oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
You can't celebrate. No, it's about family and it's about friends and giving thanks for what we have and maybe reaching out and helping those that don't have.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. So whether it's a bunch of Japanese kids or whether it's surf and turf or you're serving crunch berries, just remember that's what it's about. Crunch berries, David. It's about crunch berries. All right. I got to get back to work.
Glenner, thank you very much.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, Glenner.
Okay.
And please say hello to your beautiful, wonderful wife, Maria.
Of course I will. Of course I will.
Happy Thanksgiving. And what sort of wine are you having on Thanksgiving?
Well, you know me. I'm not a white wine drinker, as you should with a bird.
Yeah.
But who knows?
No white. I like, you know, white wine with anything.
I do, too. It's okay, but I'm a red wine guy. I like a good red blend.
Ah,
I like a good red blend. Maybe a Pinot. I mean, that's kind of where I go.
I'm a Pinot fan.
Yeah, I am too. A red blend or a good Pinot, and I'm set. And it depends on what we're going to be eating afterward. Who knows what we're having? So I have no idea. So, but regardless, I'll probably go with the red wine anyway, just because I prefer a good red. That's just kind of how I roll.
And it is the beginning of the holiday season. So what happens on TED FM?
Oh, yes. We have the Christmas station starting out. I've got to be up at midnight, make sure that all flips over properly. So that's just another part of the job. But starting at midnight, Thanksgiving night into Black Friday morning, TED FM 103.9 goes all Christmas, all the way through the holidays. And it's fabulous. I just love it. It's such a nice escape.
You know, some of the things I'm thankful for, being able to do this radio show.
And I'm thankful for having you do it, because otherwise I'd have to.
And on December 1st, I start my 7th year.
Has it been 7 years already?
Yeah,
well, you've been fantastic, and it's so good to have you part of our radio family. You get to work with this group of screwballs here.
Oh, that's so much fun. I walk in for an hour 4 days a week, and I'm treated like family, and it's so much fun.
And it's a pretty weird place, because everybody's pretty loosey-goosey and having
different
fun.
The personalities. It's just great.
It's radio at its finest. It's always been that way from the days of Bill Wally and Steve Agbaba and Lowell and the crew all the way through going into the to the Frank DeLongs and the Tom Farrell years and the Gail Malloys up through when Jerry and I were doing the wake-up call up till now. It's been a heck of a ride. It's pretty interesting place to work, and we're really fortunate to have folks like you helping steer the ship. So I appreciate having you on.
You have a great Thanksgiving, Glenner. We'll talk to you later. Fairbanks, we're going to take a...
Oh, and by the way, speaking of TED FM, I'm going to be broadcasting live there this afternoon over at Pipe and Leaf. You know, to get the holidays going right. If your holidays are stressful...
You're
going
to get in the holiday spirit real fast.
If your holidays are stressful, come see me. I'll be there live at 3 to 6 over at their new location on the Old Stees. We're going to be giving away all kinds of little door prizes. Right next to the cabin. Nice little tap house for our tap room there. And we're going to be over there. I've got Ice Dog tickets to give away. They've got a huge pre-Black Friday sale going. So if you got the in-laws and you got a lot of stress coming... Come see Glenner over at Pipe and Leaf. We'll set you up.
You have a great day. Fairbanks, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Winter is here, and maybe you're already feeling it, that closed-in feeling. That means it's time for a road trip to Anchorage, and the Diamond Center Hotel is ready to make your stay complete. First, there's their central location, just a short distance from skiing, sightseeing, shopping, and dining. And after a long day, their large rooms offer all the amenities, including their custom-made ultimate dream beds, plus the luxury of their deep-soaking jetted tubs, big enough for two. So get ahead of that cabin fever and come see what Anchorage has to offer at the Diamond Center Hotel. Book your room today online at DiamondCenterHotel.com or give them a call at 770-5000.
You need to celebrate the little things in life as much as possible. Getting off work early? Grab a Charbroiled Brewster Burger. Taking the clothes out of the dryer? Try their chicken ciabatta sandwich. A good hair day? You deserve the deep-fried Alaskan halibut. It doesn't matter what you're celebrating, your birthday, dinner with out-of-town guests, or drinks with brewtizers with friends, you need to stop by Brewster's.
Great food, great Alaskan spirits, that's Brewster's.
By the way, if you do fold the clothes after you get them out of the dryer, you deserve one of Brewster's shakes with Oreo crumbles.
Affordable Used Cars is the only true one-stop shopping experience in Fairbanks. Affordable Used Cars has the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the state. All makes and all models. That's right. Affordable has them all. Chevy, GMC, BMW, Kia, Ford, and more. The list goes on. No need to drive around all day or spend hours on the internet. Come by today for a test drive and be amazed at the selection and the affordable prices. Affordable Used Cars, located on South Cushman.
Did you miss out on the big holiday radio auction? Don't sweat it, as we have a nice selection of items still remaining and waiting for you now at AlaskaRadioAuction.com. Loads of wonderful gift certificates for food, jewelry, tools, sporting goods, services, and much more. Get everything you need for that Christmas shopping for a fraction of the price. Go to AlaskaRadioAuction.com and save big. But hurry, this is the last week, and when it's gone, it's gone. That's AlaskaRadioAuction.com. And happy holidays.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway, your steel outdoor power equipment dealer for Interior Alaska. See the full line of steel products at The Woodway today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR. Weather.
Chance for snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 17. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for snow. Lows level off around 1 above. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 15. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here. Just me, and with just you. We're going through a little bit of Thanksgiving, meals, menus, what's going on out there, things you can do. And Thanksgiving is a good day. It just makes you reflect what you're thankful for. And I'm very fortunate. I'm a very, very, very fortunate person in the things that I'm thankful for, such as, first and foremost, is my family. Growing up, you know, I'm not married now. I have not been married in, well, a couple of decades anyway. Did not have kids, so my family was my parents, my two brothers, and my younger sister. I still have two brothers. But very fortunate to have the two parents that I grew up with. They made sure that I experienced life. I was traveling by myself at a young age for judo tournaments, baseball tournaments, things like that. I had a snow machine that, you know, the family had a snow machine that we're running around on. mini bikes, and we got motorcycles as we got older. When I was 14 years old, I had a permit running around Fairbanks on a motorcycle, working for my parents, of course, free of charge. That's when I learned, my dad explained to me very precisely, when you work for your parents, there are no child labor laws. But my dad's personality, my mom's personality, very different. My mom was very precise, distinct, intelligent. Just the Italian mom who had three boys, and she was the one who kept us in line growing up. Then my dad, very outgoing. I believe I have a lot of his personality traits, very engaging. When you were a kid and you walked through that door, my dad talked with you, not at you. He learned about you, enjoyed your personality. Every neighborhood kid who came through our door enjoyed my parents, very, very much so. We're not afraid of my parents. Well, a few of my friends would say, your dad was great, but your mom scared the bejesus out of me. That was mom. And so very thankful for that. And, I'm also very thankful for growing up in Fairbanks, the time frame that I did. This morning I brought Jennifer Fate Valise to the airport, neighborhood kid. And she lives in L.A., she's bought a place here. She's on the Doyon board, but just a neighborhood kid, and bringing her out to the airport and making sure she gets on the plane. And, this the families. We grew up down the street from each other. And in Fairbanks, you never lose touch with your friends, it seems like. You might go a year or five or eight without seeing them, but you never really lose touch. You can take a Fairbanks out of Fairbanks, but you can't get the Fairbanks out of the Fairbanks. And it's hard to explain, but once you've been to Fairbanks, there's something about it. And it's all, I always say our best asset in Fairbanks are the people. And a very dedicated group of people. As we had Major Siobhan Malone on yesterday, just about every Fairbankson, outside of their family and their job, they're contributing to 2 to 5 different organizations, and that's a Fairbankson. Also thankful for this radio program and a lot of my frequent flyers, so to call. I never thought I'd be on the air. Never thought, not my wildest dreams. Didn't pursue it. And then you're on the air, and I've got some people who call in, Rick and Mel and Randy, and then I've got the Laundry House Gang, then I've got Joni and Nick, who are my Wednesday people and my history, and the staff here, the people, I don't even call them, they call themselves staff, but the people who inhabit the 8 radio stations here, just great people. Just man. I come out of my real estate office, walk across street, walk across parking lot, walk across the street. So basically it's a 2-minute walk, and I'm in here and with a whole different segment of people that I work with professionally. And boy, have they been good to me. Have they been very good to me. So I've got so many friends that are in Fairbanks. You go to Fred Meyer's or Safeway, and you're going to know people there. You're going to know people that you might have gone to kindergarten with, or you might have worked with, or you might have met last week. But in Fairbanks, you're going to come across everyone one time or another. One way or another, and you're just going to do that, and it's a lot of fun. It really makes Fairbanks special. So anyway, if you're thankful, or you want to call up and say hello and say what you're thankful for, or what you're going to have for your Thanksgiving, or how you're going to do it, or where you're going to do it, give a call. We've got about 4 minutes left. We're at 907-458-8255, 907-458-TALK. My oldest brother, Dana, he's down in Arizona. My parents, he got my parents' old townhouse in Scottsdale there, and he's having my brother Danny come down from Prescott. They're going to be together. And then usually about halfway through the Dallas football game, all my nieces and nephews give me a call to rub in that Dallas is losing. It's a Thanksgiving tradition. What the heck? We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi, Dave. My name's Chris. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, Chris. How are you doing?
Great. Hey, I'm just wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving. But I heard you say something the other day for veterans here in town. There's a dinner somewhere on this Thursday.
Well, that was last Thursday, actually, or that was last week, I believe. I got that date wrong. I thought it was on Thanksgiving. But if you're a veteran, what I would suggest you do is you go to the Moose. They're having a Thanksgiving tomorrow, and go there. And if you're a veteran, I will sponsor you. I'll be down there, and I will buy you, as a veteran, I'll buy you your Thanksgiving meal, okay?
Hey, that sounds really good. I will be glad to do that. What time are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there around 2:30. I can be there around 2:30. I'm dropping off, I've got 14 turkeys to get over to the rescue mission, and then a turkey with all the fixings to get over to the call center, the dispatch center at the city of Fairbanks. And about 2:30, I'm going to be over there, and I'm going to be done for the day, and I'm going to watch into the Dallas game and see if they can win one on Thanksgiving finally.
There you go. Well, you're a busy guy there.
I enjoy life. I enjoy Fairbanks. And I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Oh, yeah. Is it tomorrow or Thursday?
It's Thursday.
I'll be there day again.
You got it, buddy. You take care. See you Thursday.
Right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And, the Moose, they're having a nice event there. They're a really good organization. My dad used to be a member of the Moose in the 50s. Back when they're on, 3rd and Wickersham Street. The building's not there anymore, but... he was a member of the Moose. I'm a member of the Moose, and I'm a member of the Elks. And I don't know if the Elks is having anything this year or not. They've had, don't know if they got the volunteers going for it this year. A lot of the volunteers are traveling that are the mainstay, so to speak, of the Elks. So that, don't know if they're doing it, but the Fairbanks Rescue Mission, Bobby's. And the fun part about Bobby's is the people who help Rena and Bobby put that on, the Fairbanksons. And it's their, Bobby does all the cooking, but the people, the stalwarts of the community, like Maria and Glenner, Craig Compo, you just go down there and there's so many people that help them serve the community of Fairbanks, the homeless people that aren't members of the Fairbanks Rescue Mission or things like that. And Bobby's has been doing this since they opened. And just, again, the quality of the Fairbanksin that we're all thankful for. Bobby and Rena, they put it on, and then the people that go down there and serve and clean up and do the dishes, very special. We live in a very special town. I hope we're all thankful for that. I'm thankful that I'm in Fairbanks, Alaska. I stayed. Many people stayed. You make a quality of life choice versus an income revenue choice. And there's very many people that turn down higher revenue to stay here for that quality of life that they know, love, and they're thankful for. So Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow, and be thankful for what you have. You have a great day. Bye.